Olympics may have finished, but commentary around Australian breakdancer Ray Gunn's performance in Paris has continued. The 36-year-old university lecturer has been criticised by social media trolls for her dance moves, which included mimicking the movements of a kangaroo. Gunn lost all three of her round-robin battles, scoring 0 points. Some say Ray Gunn deserves praise for her creativity, but others have criticised her decision to reinvent a sport that has rich cultural roots. First Nations author and associate professor at the University of Queensland, Chelsea Waitgoe, is one of those critics.
As a cultural studies scholar in the area of breakdancing, I presumed that she would have a sophisticated understanding of breakdance, its history, its political origins, its function. But, I mean, that journal article that she wrote started with all the media requests she got when breakdancing made it on the Olympic stage. How is that the starting place for this story? How is her rising to the top the starting place?